Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 55. Mainly sunny skies and dry Thursday and Friday, upper 30s Thursday, mid-50s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 35.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A disgraced former Kansas City police detective is found dead on the day his federal trial was set to begin, Brandon Dixon reports.
Roger Golubsky, who was accused by many people of committing crimes, including sexual assault over three decades in the department, did not appear for his trial in Topeka Monday morning due to being despondent over media attention on the trial, according to his attorney. Hours later, Golubsky was found dead from a gunshot wound at his home on South 9th Street. Cops say there was no indication of foul play in the death of the 71-year-old man. Golubsky's case has been dismissed following his death.
Riley County police are investigating the theft of thousands of dollars worth of tools after a Habitat for Humanity trailer was broken into on the south side of Manhattan on Monday afternoon in the 500 block of Pillsbury Avenue. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Thanksgiving weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one fatal non-DUI-related crash involving one non-DUI-related fatality over the holiday reporting period, and the fatal crash occurred in Nemaha County. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that there were 13 DUI arrests, down 5 from 2023, 1,135 speed citations, up 514 from 2023, 86 safety belt citations, up 46 from 2023, 3 safety belt citations for teenagers, up 1 from 2023, 22 child restraint citations, up 5 from 2023, and 893 motorist assist calls, down 224 from 2023. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced the launch of the Fostering Residential Advancement Through Mentoring and Education, or FRAME, grant program, a groundbreaking initiative that will address both housing needs and workforce development in Kansas. This new opportunity will provide up to $2 million to qualified Kansas technical and community colleges to build and renovate residential homes while training the next generation of well-skilled trade workers. FRAME was developed in response to a housing study that was conducted by the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation. And the study highlighted the critical shortage of housing and skilled workers that are needed to meet the state's growing demand. It showed that existing contractors are stretched thin, and there's an urgent need to recruit and train a new workforce to ensure Kansas communities can build, grow, and thrive. Those applying should clearly demonstrate how the funds will be used to expand or develop housing programs, add residential housing in Kansas, and train students in various skilled trades. Colleges must outline a sustainable plan for future growth and how they will partner with local high schools, community organizations, and industry professionals to engage students and ensure employment opportunities. The application period opened on December 1st and will close on February 14, 2025, with the recipients being notified in March of 2025. To learn more about the FRAME grant, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The state of Kansas ended November 2024 with total tax collections at $675.5 million. That's $25.4 million or 3.6% below the estimate, with total tax collections up 4% from November 2023. Individual income tax collections were $335.2 million. That's $15.3 million or 4.4% below the estimate, though individual income tax collections are up 14.9% from November 2023, and corporate income tax collections were $24.5 million, that's $5.9 million or 19.4% below the estimate and down 31.1% from November of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $287.3 million, which is $2 million or 0.7% below the estimate and down $3.7 million or 1.3% from November of 2023. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
October 15th through December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. Norton County Hospital advises seniors to compare Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans carefully. While Advantage plans offer additional benefits, they often have a narrow network and require pre-authorization, which can delay care. Original Medicare allows broader access to providers, ensuring timely care. For help navigating these options, contact Norton County Hospital's CHIC counselor at 785-877-3351.
The United States Department of Agriculture has chosen Kansas as one of 25 states and U.S. territories to participate in a new pilot program. The USDA said the pilot program under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grant Program will help homeowners in rural areas more quickly make needed repairs to their homes in areas that are placed under a presidential disaster declaration or who live in rural partner network communities. Many contractors require 50% upfront before ordering materials and work begins. So under the pilot program, suppliers will be paid directly or to the contractor after receiving receipt of a paid invoice. The USDA reports that the new pilot program will help homeowners make needed repairs or improvements to their homes while preventing fraud, and under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program, low-income homeowners can receive loans for up to $40,000, and those over 62 can receive grants up to $10,000. The 20-year term loans have a 1% interest rate, and for those over 62, the loans can be combined with the grant for a maximum lifetime total of $50,000. For more information about the program or to apply, you can contact your local USDA Rural Development Office or visit rd.usda.gov/KS. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on November 18th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on a home demolition from Lenora. The property owner hired a contractor to haul the home demolition to Norton County Solid Waste. However, due to a misunderstanding, did not have a permit, nor was the demolition sorted. After discussion, the commission agreed to waive the first load fee, accepting partial responsibility of the misunderstanding, though the balance of the home demolition will not be accepted without being sorted, according to regulation. Terry and Julia Nelson were in to visit with the commission on a proposal for an emergency services public hydrant agreement. The proposal would transfer the ownership of the pipeline and hydrant access to Norton County. And the transferor, Nelson, would still be responsible for the maintenance and would maintain usage rights. After several concerns, comments, and questions, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett for an executive session at 10:20 a.m. for a period of 10 minutes for the purpose of property acquisition and to include the county clerk. The motion was given a second by Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed. The commission returned to regular session at 10:35 a.m. with no action taken. Terry and Julia then returned to the commission meeting, and the commission expressed that the consensus of the commission was a no, that they did not want to accept the ownership of the pipeline in question. County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt spoke with the commission on the possibility of joining an LEPG firm that would do inspections and designing of septic systems in Norton County. After discussion, it was agreed to invite Philip with an LEPG firm to a meeting to discuss the contract and terms. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission about a pickup that is in need of a new motor. The estimate to replace the motor is near the value of the pickup, and after discussion, the commission informed Terry to look for a replacement vehicle rather than repair the current one. The commission spoke with Cherie Milnes about her transfer to the road department in January, and a brief discussion was held on duties and payroll. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until November 27th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. More than 800 employees will be losing their jobs in Emporia as Tyson Foods has announced its planned closure of its value-added marinated proteins and ground beef plant. A spokesperson for the city of Emporia told DTN that the decision to close Tyson operations in Emporia was made as part of the company's business strategy to operate more efficiently. That's according to a letter sent to city officials. That's according to Ernesto Sanchez, vice president of beef and pork operations with Tyson. Tyson announced the anticipated closure in a worker adjustment and retraining notification act notice to the state of Kansas, as the act requires employers to inform workers in advance of a plant closing or a mass layoff. It looks like the last day of operations at the plant would be on or about February 14th of next year, 2025. Now, Kansas U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall also released a statement this morning expressing his disappointment in Tyson Foods discussing and their decision to close the facility in Emporia. He said, quote, "The news of Tyson's closing its plant in Emporia breaks my heart. The facility is one of the largest employers in the region, and its closure will leave hundreds unemployed, and it's devastating news for those families and the community, especially around Christmas time." He says his office has been in contact with leaders from the city of Emporia and committed to doing everything possible to help those individuals find good jobs. So that statement made this morning on the news yesterday that Tyson will be closing down its Emporia meat plant. You're listening to the Kansas.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Much warmer temperatures in our western counties today, but still fairly cool in the central and eastern areas. The whole state will get a warm up tomorrow, and then a cold front will drop in early Thursday, so it will be a lot cooler for parts of our state. In the meantime, sunshine today, moderating temperatures in the western high plains back in the 50s, and a few spots will hit the 60s thanks to a low-pressure lee trough, mostly 40s in the central and eastern counties. The cold front moves in late Wednesday. It'll be a dry system, so precipitation chances look low for the central plains. On the map, high pressure is over the central Rockies and also over the Mississippi Valley. In between, the low-pressure trough is set up over eastern Colorado. Thanks to the trough, it'll be a lot warmer in the western counties, but staying cooler for the east. Overnight looks breezy and clear, not as cold. Our lows mostly in the upper 20s to mid 30s, still a little bit breezy. Sunny and fairly mild statewide again tomorrow, highs mostly in the 50s. Our cold front gets here late Wednesday. It'll be breezy, but no precipitation is expected with dry air at the surface. The front will move quickly across Kansas, followed by cooler high pressure. Sunshine and a little breezy on Thursday. Highs will be mostly in the 30s and 40s, a little bit warmer in the western counties. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-50s to low 60s, upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Mid-40s to low 50s north central, and tonight we're in the low 30s. Upper 30s and low 40s in the northeast counties. Tonight, upper 20s and low 30s. For the southwestern counties, mid to upper 50s for today, upper 20s overnight. South central, mid to upper 40s, and tonight we're in the low to mid 30s. Southeast, low to mid 40s today, and overnight we're in the mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. You know Valley Vet for their meds and more delivered to your door, but have you ever shopped at their Marysville retail store? Make it a destination for Christmas shopping. Valley Vet offers an impressive selection of men's and women's Ariat apparel, footwear, wallets, and caps. Find the latest in jeans from Cinch, Ariat, Wrangler, Can-Can, and Judy Blues. Check out Valley Vet's wall of boots for all ages with brands like Durango, Twisted X, and Keen. Top it all off with colorful wild rags, silk bandanas and scarves, and beautiful Montana silversmiths jewelry. Santa can load up with toys for kids and toys for your furry four-legged family members. You'll find a variety of products for pets, too. Get significant savings during Valley Vet's Black Friday and Small Town Saturday sales right after Thanksgiving. See, when we say meds and more, there's a lot more inside Valley Vet's store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.